Almost exactly 2 years ago, September the 4th, 2024, Dan Hunt, the president of FC Dallas, was on, and he was talking about this grand scheme to redo Toyota Stadium. And it's well on its way. In fact, they're just unveiling the new FC Dallas Legends Global Grill. And the food's outstanding, and Dan Hunt's back with us. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, great to be back, and obviously with a full stomach from today's event. Legends Global has outdone themselves with this event today, and I think our fans are going to have a world-class experience. But, yes, I'm glad to be back with you almost 2 years to the day.
But it's interesting. Is this? Have you built what you envisioned then, or has it changed a lot?
You know, you go through several iterations of designing things, and I had a hope that this was going to be great, right? When you design and you put so much effort into it, and obviously working with the city, this far exceeds anything that I could have ever expected. It is just so beautiful. The volume of the space is amazing, but the functionality too, right? The bar in the center, how many people will be able to serve at a time, right next to a merchandise stand outside, having that. Obviously, we have a really neat tap wall for our fans in the space. And then the interactive component with the luxury furniture, the bar games that we added, sort of a last second add. It is just amazing.
You increase the suite seats with 175%, and that really helps on the bottom line, but also gives people a good incentive to come out here and try your club.
Right. Well, the club on the east side, obviously, we don't have any suites right now, but we designed the building so that it could take 24 more. The building on the west side is where all the current suites will be, and with 57 suites over there, obviously up from 24, so significantly up. What makes our new suite offering really unique is some of them are as small as 8-person suites. And the biggest one over there for consumers is 24 seats. And the reason we did that is the modern ticket buyer is different than 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, where you could get away with having uniform 16, 18, 20-person suites. Sometimes people just want to bring their family, or a corporation doesn't want to mess around with passing out a bunch of tickets. Sometimes you have corporations that 24 is not big enough. We've actually had a company look to buy two 24s next to each other, so 48 seats a game. So literally you get every version now, and it kind of opens up to an all new audience. And then, you know, we're in this building on the east side. It's going to service over 1900 people that are club seat holders, and it is a gigantic space, but we wanted it to feel premium, feel luxurious, and we didn't want it to feel crowded.
You were here to some degree before Frisco was. He sort of built it up around you, because you've been over here over 20 years, so you become sort of an epicenter. Are people just going to hang out here whether they want to watch soccer or not?
Yeah, you know, you think about the good fortune of how we wound up here, which was a Dallas Morning News article that my dad read about George Purifoy. And they went to lunch. Dad came back to the family office, and I said, well, how'd it go? And he said, well, I shook hands. We have a deal in Frisco, Texas. George is a man of his word. And I think that's sort of indicative of Frisco, Texas. You see that at the school district, the city council, all the great mayors that we've had, EDC, CDC. They say that they're going to do something, and they do, and the city managers, obviously. Yes, we were here early. There were some people before us here, but Frisco is really the epicenter of North Texas right now, and from a sports standpoint, for sure. And it just keeps getting, you know, reiterated every single year. Obviously, the PGA is here, and the big golf tournament coming next year, which is going to be so great for the area. And after us, the Cowboys came here, and so it's our good fortune to be here. And you know, we at the time took a big leap, if you will. The toll road wasn't to the property; the service lanes were still in. We were, you know, criticized for it, but my dad said, I'll be gone. He was deep in his battle with cancer at the time. I'll be gone, but I put you guys in the right spot. I put you in the epicenter, and he was so right. And it would be almost impossible to replicate this beautiful stadium and the improvements we're doing with 17 fields behind it. I'm not sure that you could do it anywhere else in the United States.
I'm sure. I would think people are after you to subdivide some of those fields.
it would not surprise me. I think people have come to be used to them being soccer fields, and with us extending our lease for an incredibly long period of time, they're going to be soccer fields, you know, for a big period. But it does point to the glaring need that we have in North Texas for soccer fields. We have a massive shortage. We have more kids, I think, than ever that want to play. And if we want to grow the game, we need to continue to have facilities. But, yeah, it's our good fortune to be here. And for me to deliver this, and this is just the start, for the city of Frisco, for the fans of FC Dallas, for our front office, and for our players, it's a really special day.
Well, your timing bringing this on is fabulous because, I think when we were talking a couple of years ago, we didn't know that we had the World Cup and there was fingers were crossed. Or we didn't know that we had the broadcast center. That's what it was that was waiting. So now you've got that glow, I would guess, that carries over from the World Cup. Did it give you a boost in sales?
Yeah, all things soccer metrics are up. Viewership is up. Attendance interest is up. Partners on the sponsor side is up. And interest from new corporate partners is up. Youth club, I talked about this earlier today. I think our youth club, when the final numbers come in, July is usually the biggest month for putting teams together, is up 10% too. So I would definitely say the World Cup had a major hand in this.
And public-private partnerships, sometimes they're rocky. This one seems to have worked pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, Frisco has the magic recipe. You look at the number of public-private partnerships, and again, it just boils down to the people. We've had so many great councils, so many great mayors, managers. The city managers have been fabulous. You know, everybody associated, and the EDC and CDC, and then obviously the school district, who's a big benefactor of this. Can you imagine, as a high school athlete, that this is the stadium that you get to play in? I was talking to Nick Bolton about this, the middle linebacker of the Kansas City Chiefs, and he played his high school games here, and I actually got to share the renovations with him when the city approved it. So I walked him through our video, and to see the excitement on his face and the joy, and he was like, I'm so excited that this is going to happen. And it will lead to better recruiting for schools here for a football and soccer standpoint.
One last thing. It seemed maybe it was after COVID. I think there were three bowl games that were played here in your stadium. Are you still going to be a football venue?
So we had two bowl games and then the FCS National Championship football game. So those are our three football games. And, yes, when we're back up and running, when we're at full capacity, our intent is to host the FCS National Championship game and have at least one bowl game. And really, it comes down to ESPN's decision, but I will say we have a great relationship, and they've been very pleased with the events that we put on, and I think they would like to have as many as they could. And for me personally, I'd like to have an HBCU football game or a kickoff classic to start the college football season here. I think that would be a great game to have.
Dan Hunt is the president of FC Dallas. I really like your new house. You know how to do it upright.
Thanks for that. A lot of good people worked on this, and I'm so thankful for the staff here at FC Dallas. The amount of time and effort they've put into making this special is really unique, and I'm so proud to deliver this for all fans of FC Dallas.
Thanks again. For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.